Haji, kataan ngawal je doa korang gumbal tu isung gumbal me so jadi doa.
So tonight, as you know, we are going to resume talking about Buddhist school of thought in particular, and here there are four schools of thought, each school of thought arriving in terms of their interpretation of the three ways of the teaching of the Buddha. So there are only four schools, and the fifth is against. There is no fifth school of thought. So, as we had while covering the classical Indian Buddhist school of thought, as well as Buddhist school of thought in general, the school of thought are to be established, to be posited in terms of three things: teacher, teaching, and view. Remember that? Teacher, teaching, and view. Now, talking about teacher of the Buddhist school of thought, there couldn't be a better teacher than the Buddha himself. Why? A Buddha is a consummate effect emanating from collection and perfection of consummate qualities that have gone into making somebody into a Buddha.
So, the Buddha's
So let's say our Buddha is marked by two things, marked by consummate qualities and marked by consummate effect or attainment. Now, in terms of the consummate, two persons of excellent qualities, what are they? They are, one, generating bodhicitta to start with. Two, collection of wisdom and merit, or merit and wisdom for an incredible length of time. So these two are underlying, you know, immaculate qualities of a Buddha.
Jit Pusu Soba Tindala Tebega, Devu Karishima, Devu Yang Pusu Soba Shima, Devu Pusu Soba Karishima, Tara Doji Denji Pusu, Nyamba Zoba Sanje, Nyamba Zoba Sanje, Tebega, Pajang Tidi, Kansawa Pe, Dujile Jambegi, Pe, Ta, Rangi, Dene, Nyamba Ti, Sanji Dume, O Tindigi, Sanji Shikombo.
So, our cause is always give rise to effect. So, what do these, or what have these immaculate, impeccable, consummate causes have given rise to? They have given rise to immaculate or impeccable effect of Buddhahood, and that is, in terms of the historical Buddha, he performed the deed of attaining Buddhahood, attaining complete Buddhahood at Buddhagaya. The word complete has a significance in that Buddha achieved a state where he vanquished, he overcame the four duchi, four maras, four demons, form for demons resulting in said awful consummate peace and well-being.
So these
short sentences or statements underline or highlight the first thing, Dhamma, the teacher. The Buddhist tenets.
다니 담바데 아니 가르치나 넘어서 산지 때 도마 마델라 요아르나스라 다니 에 마디 동보 다니 치 치초도 잡아 거드시노라 에 니지 컴다 니발 템비게 치 가르치나 치 테마지네 데지 친구
통해서 말해서 So that is the properties of non-fraudulent, valid, impeccable teacher. And now talking about impeccable, valid teaching. After Buddha attained Buddhahood, he started giving discourses, beginning with discourses at Varanasi, to a gathering of five disciples, let's say we have five, a little more than five, to five disciples at Varanasi, the teaching on the four truths.
Ongodang, Kamdang, Tawa Kangyichang, Tawa Sama Deya Ramna, Ongodang, Tawa Ram. अने ताता ता चंदे रब ने तेरे रब ने रब से पते यों तेरे यों भी अने बाद ने शादी पंगेर अने कापा हेनी में भी चिंगो ऐसा मारे
After having taught the four truths and other related things and as the intellect as philosophical perspective, as attitude of his followers advanced, grew sharper, and then at Rajgir, at Rajgir culture peak, he taught or he turned the second wheel of Dharma. The wheel of Dharma on Kathina Paramita or Gosh.
Dini Yang Poma and Deji Chingo Sung. Dini Deji Chingo Sung in Kabla and Demba Yevi to Sung. Kabla was saying maybe Chingo Sung in Vika. Demba made it to Sung. Dini is up. Did you mumble again? Did you come the nipping on the Sumbati Marconi? That's Sanji with Sumla says that Nongada will do. And then Tobo Temba Yabas, did you get Temba made it? Till it then Nonga Yabas, I saw it. Lisa, Tobo Sumba, the Temba Sumi, Bab Sumbati, Carilla Boni Sumba Yi, some Temba Ya, and Joachi, that the John Day, the Umbu, that Tuba, the beginning. Jual TV ongi, TV lamp sendiri di tak sama. Ini yang baca yang rasul berita. Jadi kita ini itu mumbul je ini sahaja. Ini mumbul tadi sumber sini. Kali ini dia mumbul. Sanji itu sumber. Sanji ini atau apa sanji mumbul itu. Jadi dan sama orang mumbul sih ini pe Sanji itu sendiri. Dan kau tak tak sumber ni mak kau aje. Jadi ini tu topi ongi, topi mumbul sini, topi lamp.
So,
그런 콜업 미니스 기능을 또 듣고 이제 맞아 시험 같이 이제 명예다고 나 인도에 드시는 거
So having given two major series of discourses in the first wheel and in the second wheel. In the first wheel, Buddha said, Buddha talked about the four truths. Not only that, Buddha said, things do have true existence. In the first wheel, Buddha said, things have true existence. And in the second wheel, Buddha said, things do not have true existence. Things do not have true existence. And we must remember that when Buddha said in the first wheel, things have true existence. He made that statement in accordance with the pursuit, the mental attitude of the people of that time and place. That wasn't his final view. And some followers of the Buddha, not so sharp witted, and who didn't understand Buddha, who didn't understand how Buddha taught according to the need of people at a given time and space, then they thought to themselves, Buddha is a perfect being. And yet, now there is a glaring contradiction in what Buddha says. In the first wheel, is that things have natural, true existence. In the second wheel, things have no true existence. Things are empty of true existence. So, the number of people who developed and who formed such misgivings had grown considerably, and to settle their misgivings, then Buddha taught or gave a third sermon on the discourses at Vaishali, where a lot of people had gathered. And there, he had to explain himself why he said things have true existence in the first wheel, and why he negated, why he said things do not have true existence in the second wheel. So, therefore, he gave a type of teaching called well demarcated or well distinguished, finely distinguished teaching. And the sutra of the name of the sutra is called the Thought Unraveling Sutra. The Thought Unraveling Sutra.
Aye, that dini is a Danji ki thoma ni kolo thombo ta bhava ta thama mjava ta som som wey. Kama kolo thombo ta thama bhava ta thama mjava som desun ki ge ni jeja ta peke ta tende ni poke mjava chan desun ge ge ta jeja so tu ki gomba nye ge gombi ge ten mjava ta su 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 kowa. Then we go, 콜로 통과를 때문에 따라 따위기 시에서 먼저 니 신호를 때인데 때니는 때니 지라마와다 도대와 콜로 바와를 때문에 네 가르고 네 아 때니면 그 친구 됐었는데 시에서 대마 마주비 나자 집안인 발라 야 농태라 대마 마주비 서 먼저 니 코발 때니 엄마 탄지 발 엄마 로지 발 때니 니 신호 되지요 다 콜로 타메게 아니 곰바 되게 시작했는데 다 시탄지 센담다 민다 다섬지긴 던지텐지 임바지 아니 고위가 너무 많이 되자지 쉬면서 대답이 되자지 아니 가서 따와다 시위찬에 타와 친구 이나야 에 가서 야 데모 마주비 라지 텐데 먹어와 인자 아니 센담아지 아니 된다
So, how did Buddhist school of thought evolve, I should say? as we have just seen, in his life, Buddha never stopped giving teaching, and he gave three main series of discourses are called the first wheel, the second wheel, okay, the first wheel of the four truths, second wheel about, the second wheel is called identitylessness or entitylessness. Entitylessness, the third wheel or finally demarcated. So these series of Buddhist teaching of the Buddha covered different jhajja, means topics, and different individually customized or tailored teaching. As a result, when these teachings of the Buddha covering different topics, some having universal application, some individually customized, as it were, then people who followed the participants at the Buddha's discourses developed different views. Different views, different school of, or different thought system, or different views. And that's how the four schools came about. Now, how did they come about? During the first sermon, during the first teaching, Wheel of Dharma, people who attended the teachings interpreted the first wheel in two different ways. And therefore, the first two schools, the Vaishika, Sautantrika came about. And in the second wheel, he taught absence of intrinsic nature or identitylessness, characterlessness, intrinsic characterlessness. And when these teachings were interpreted by well-developed and advanced participants, the Madhyamika school of thought came about, the Madhyamika school of Madhyamika, the Middle Way school of thought came about, and the Middle Way school of thought then branched off into two, and the Middle Way school branched off into two because there was some variation in the interpretation of absence of intrinsic nature of intrinsic existence. And therefore, the two Madhyamika schools came about, Sabha Tantrika Madhyamika and Prasangika Madhyamika. And then, participants who were present in the at the third wheel of Dharma, they had difficulty accepting that things have no intrinsic nature, or things do not have true existence, and therefore they understood Buddha as saying in the third wheel, things are mere mind, things are only mind. There are no really existent external objects. And therefore, the fourth school of thought came about. And this is also Mahayana school. So I want to ask you a question. In the first wheel of Dharma, Buddha taught the four truths, remember? Four truths. And the first truth is called the truth of suffering. A true suffering or truth of suffering. To whom is truth of suffering a truth? For whom is truth of suffering a truth? Or in relation to who? Whom?
People who want to
get
a rebirth?
People who want to get a rebirth in the next life. Now my question, when we talk about truth of suffering, there are three kinds of suffering, remember? Suffering of actual physical and psychological pain, and suffering of a change of a pleasure into pain, and that happened as well. Now, the second is called suffering of change. The suffering of change is suffering of change truth or not? Everybody, is suffering of change a truth or not? And if it is a truth, who is it a truth for? For whom is it a truth? In relation to whom is it a truth?
All non-Arya beings.
Pardon?
All non-Arya beings.
Is this the case?
I will ask you
and okay.
저랑이 칼아스 진보 있다 그러고 칼아 진보대 전에 저랑이 누만 오늘에 상부대에
so when you ate a good meal do you think to yourself it is a pain
no
usually
not
So you do feel it's not suffering.
Yeah.
And you
feel it's a pleasure. It's a real happiness. So such a sensation is not a truth of suffering. Such a sensation is truth of a pleasure for you. In a sense, it leads to suffering. The dungul of tea over it. Dungul.
Dungul tea where he is ashamed. So, if you study the dungul ray song with the deva ray song with the duty.
So,
my question is, okay? So, my question is, okay?
When you eat something delicious, do you think to yourself, do you think it's really pleasure, delicious, therefore pleasurable, or do you think it is painful? Well, you never think to yourself, it will change the pain. When you're enjoying, you say to yourself, it's divine. So.
But your question in this literature was
to whom?
To whom is suffering of change? Suffering.
Yeah, it's a truth.
Is it a truth?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But now we're talking about the straight pleasure. So it's
yeah, but
it's
no,
change. It's changing from pleasure to pain, and causes suffering, and everybody, non-married beings, would feel that.
We're talking
about two different things here.
你现在这个，你最近从平时上多少吧？当过这些来这一组的，嗯，那就九月中旬的。 교회 종이 담아줘라. 수염을 담아줄 게 있어서. 담고 되었대. 담아줄 게 있을 거는, 클라싱부터 될 거는, 은식이 되었대. 클라싱부터 될 거는, 대화를 담고 또, 동물을 담고 또. 대화 이면 나와, 은식의 가수를, 대화 담고 가, 수염을 담아줄 게 있을 거, 교류가 되었어.
교류가 많아서 안 돼.
I'm still on the same point.
So
when you eat a delicious food, when you eat a delicious food, who thinks the delicious food is a pleasure? Or who thinks the delicious food is not pleasure? What will the eater think when they eat? When the eater eats delicious food, what would they think? Would they think it's a pleasure, is it dawa means sukha or pain?
Momentary pleasure.
Because Although I don't know, among the eaters, there could be Buddhas, could be Aryas, there could be ordinary beings. And now, I'm asking you the question. My question is directed to you. And you could be Buddha, I don't know. Because only person cannot judge another person. But since you are sort of my disciple, and therefore I'm assuming that you're not Buddha. So assume that, please assume assume that you're the Buddha and give the answer as a non-Buddha.
Does that mean the dumb
answer?
Pardon?
Does that mean the dumb? Dumb answer to the answer.
Then you can go to the answer. Then you can go to the
That doesn't mean you have to give a dumb answer. You give a thoughtful answer. And I don't see you. I'm an ordinary being, and therefore I see you as an ordinary being. If you are Buddha, then please say, I'm a Buddha, and my answer, that is clear. And if you are not Buddha, then give a critical thinking, ordinary being's answer. This is not a Paul, it's not a Paul, please.
Kata. 세만원의 문제가 멜라는지 제가 지행했었는데. 받으시라. 소세기 비스템에 들어가지 마주받아지 니들들 산재리인데 센재리인데 등마치리인데 등마메마레이스네 다시 조금 말씀해요 동본이
자
타워기업이 매도이신데 니네들은 랩을 다 그리소서 동거기 월 등충부가 피는 빼 매치무시우가 기간을 태야지 어디 가져야나 다시 월 매디에와 소세기 미만 통해 다시 진리기 예가 더더 예나 내들이시고 도저 제거를 모두 연결적으로 대답을 해서 말해. 이게 내자도 되게.
So the great Dhammakirti said, until you have arrived at incontrovertible valid incontrovertible conclusion established by valid cognition. It would be foolhardy to be conclusive about things. This is that, this is that. But in fact, one has not experienced the thing through direct valid cognizance or cognition. One should tread. For example, if you're walking along, then you see all of a sudden ash on the path. Then you think to yourself, why is there ash now? Could it be that somebody has dug a trench covered with twigs, cut and yet burning with their full of amber? So if you suspect that there could be a pothole or something, then you walk very carefully. You tread very carefully in the same way. Until things are proved, established by direct experience or valid cognition, it would be unwise to be so decisive about one's statements. So, one thing we again must be absolutely clear about the word Dhamma. Dhamma means truth. Okay. In the second wheel of Dharma, okay, Buddha said, things do not exist truly. Adverb, isn't it? Adverb. Truly. Or things, or you can use it as adverb or adjective. Things do not have true existence. Or things do not exist truly. In the first wheel of Dharma, now when he taught the four truths, that is also the word truth, but it is being used as a noun. And my question was, to whom is the suffering of a change truth? I didn't say does it exist truly or as a true existence. So we have to be the words true and truth, or truly. We need to make a distinction between truth, true existence, and truly, truly existent. True existence and truly existent are synonymous in terms of meaning. Truth is, you know, truth is a conventional reality. So if we are able to draw a distinction between the term truth and truly existent, then the teaching on the four truths would be understood. But we would understand the Buddha saying suffering is a real pain. You know, suffering is a real pain. It's a real pain. The truth of suffering is a real pain. And of truth of suffering, there are three sufferings. Suffering of real pain and the suffering of real pain. And we all know that we all know physical pain and mental pain, anguish, are real pain. Nobody denies that. Let alone humans, even animals know that. That's why life is all about, you know, trying to overcome the real pain. So we don't need to accept therefore the suffering of truth. For example, of body and mind is real pain, is established.
That is the thing 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 that is the thing.
So, now that's why I ask, is the pleasure of eating a yummy food? To whom is the pleasure of eating yummy food a truth? So now, is it a real joy or is it real pain? Is the joy of pleasure of eating a real joy for the eater or a real pain for the eater?
Well, I mean, I know intellectually it's a real pain, but that's only because I've learned that actually, you know, my experiences of pleasure, which then turns to pain when you overeat or you chuck up afterwards.
Pardon?
Katie
is in a Katie is a 그래. 그랬잖아. 대화 한 마리, 동의 한 마리. 죄지나 그래.
tani tenpa dewa kar jungwa mare tenpa re sonsan chi duwa tei di ngansu mo tsuzu mo sito no tondi kene di kar kene dima kene go gore tei tsuzu ki nyungwa tena kare gare sonsan kare gare tei dewa dewa sonsan re mato jungwa re chini kama mi duwa
so as Kage said before intellectually Kage said I know suffering of change is pain but okay, no suffering of change is pleasure.
Suffering of eating
is
pleasure.
Suffering of eating is pleasure. Okay, suffering of eating is pleasure because teachings have told them that you know things are changed, therefore suffering. Yes, indeed, having been exposed to the teachings, we have to believe, we have to accept that eating, the pleasure of eating something yummy is pain, suffering. But despite what you believe up here, how do you feel here? Do you feel that it's pain or suffering, or do you believe in your heart of hearts it's good, yummy? So there's a disagreement between your instinct and your intellect.
그 눈만인 거, 사실 눈만인 거 통해야지, 파피 통글을 맞아, 소수시에는 통글을 맞아. 소수시에는 융화 권한을 앞에, 대변 융화를 일해야 되는 거야. 근데 얘는, 가서 소수시에 올라, 얘는, 대마차하게 말해. 융화지, 눈만 놓고 차야 돼. 소수시에 올라?
응.
홍수도 내에서 멘탈 차. 홍수 내에서 멘탈 받아야 돼, 눈만 되고 와.
맞아.
어디래?
So, anyway, when, you hear the teaching on the four truths given by Buddha and you spend time reflecting on all the teachings, saying to yourself, Buddha says these are suffering, for example. In what way are they suffering? And then when you reason, Buddha says these are suffering, but in my heart of hearts, I still see it as a pleasure. But in what way is the suffering? When you cogitate, when you deliberate and meditate, and as your realization grows, when in the process of reflecting on the teaching of the Buddha, against the mirror of a logic and reasoning, when your understanding grows, and one day when you become an Arya, you will truly realize that suffering of change is real pain, as painful as real suffering. And not only that, suffering of pervasive conditioning is actually even worse than the first two suffering, and therefore you will see at that time that Buddha was on the dot. His statement was absolutely correct. So, but for ordinary beings, the suffering of change and suffering of a pervasive conditioning, they are not seen as pain at all. They are not seen as pain. Rather, they are seen as things to pursue, things to be sought, in the belief that they give pleasure. They are pleasure in themselves. And therefore, for ordinary beings, suffering of change and suffering of pervasive conditioning exists in one way and appear in another way, So there's a discrepancy between appearance and reality. Therefore, they are false. Anything in which there is a discrepancy between its appearance and what it actually is naturally false. So, for ordinary beings, they are not truth. So, the four truths are truth only from the perspective of Arya beings, not from an ordinary being's perspective. In fact, if the original teaching of the four truths has been translated, Buddha says, Dini, Dungin, Pakke Dabo, this is suffering, a truth for Arya. This is suffering, truth for Arya. Or this is Arya's truth of suffering. And this is origin of suffering, a truth for Arya. Or this is truth of origin of suffering for Aryans. And the same thing goes for path and cessation. So the word Arya, meaning to me, Pakke Dabo, it's a very powerful segment.
Is that what gets translated as noble sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah, which is really
not on the novel. Yeah. The noble truth is the wrong.
Could you say that because it is their truth, they do not suffer from it?
Pardon?
Could you say that because it is the truth for them, they don't suffer from it?
Kishila Anishika, Tambashi de Rava, Tambashi de Papan Namla, Papan Mole, Tambayi de Rava, Yetan, Tumit Temba, Tambashi de Papan Mole, Tambayi de Rava, they do not suffer from it, Papan Namarava, Anishi, Tambashi de, Tambashi de, Tambashida, Papa Mali Tambayasan, Papa Nam Tambashigi, Tambashida, Nyankamarisa. The same person was, Penetta, to meet Tambadrava, Papa Mali to meet Tambayasan, and Papa to meet your marriage to the rest.
So, I was told that The Tamil problem is that the Tamil is not the same. The Duma Shiji, Not demo money is along the moon and did it as a baby boy, is it?
No.
She don't think she's on the part of the job.
So, in countries, a case because there are Hinayana Aryas and Hine and even other hearts who understand the four truths, and yet they are suffering. There are cases of some Hinayana arahats who are struggling to carry their old body, and somebody, an Hinayana arahat, who died of starvation because, okay, anyway, regardless of the background story. So, despite the fact that they understand the four truths, they understand the truth of suffering, that the knowledge of the knowledge hasn't made them freed from suffering. Now, anyway, when he says, for example, to these arahats and arya beings, they know that the five aggregates, you know, five aggregates, which are called suffering of pervasive conditioning. The five aggregates, body, okay. The five aggregates are called the suffering of pervasive conditioning. And Arya beings, for Arya beings, they think these five aggregates are real suffering. But what do we ordinary beings think? They are fantastic objects of acquisition, and they are good, desirable. Arya beings said, for them, they see it as a pain. Also, their body is perfectly fine, but the fact that their body, that they carry from life to life due to karma, is seen as a real pain, and they see action and delusions as real causes of suffering, the real causes of these past aggregates, therefore pain. Yet, or conversely speaking, they see abstinence, total abstinence, total cessation from past aggregates and karma and delusion as true peace, and part wisdom and the wisdom and the knowledge and so on of as are seen as a true means to that path. And yet, do we see in that way? Yes.
Gumi the year. Good mother, yeah. Ajay Janamadu, Dizhe, Gumi the year.
Is there any questions? The time is up, should I say. I would have loved to go through.
I didn't see a lot of time. I was like, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the
So, in Heart Sutra, now I want to teach you again. In Heart Sutra, it says, no form, no sound, no. When Heart Sutra says, what do you understand? No form to mean? No sound. What does it? When Heart Sutra says, no sound, no form, no feeling, what do you understand it to mean?
Yoro, Zuya, Jai, Tiro, Roja, Yoro, Sama, Yoro, the Yen, Dino, Nathan, the Sambo, the Cutting Lucky.
I mean, isn't that sort of going against common empirical experience? There is a form, there is a sound, there is a sensation, and yet why does would have made such a statement to say there's no form, when in fact there is a form, and there's no sound, and there's
no inherent
sound
and form.
Rangshingi to the jamme, rangshingi to the end, So now there's a really interesting Gegna piece. When Heart Sutra says there's no form, no sound, no feeling. And for the Prasangika, the highest school of thought, that is synonymous with, or that is conveyed, that is interpreted as saying there's no inherently existent form, sound, and so on. That is also synonymous for them, for Prasangika, it also means there's no truly existing form, truly existing sound. Now, that's the Prasangika school's understanding of the statement, no form, no sound. But now the second high school of thought, the Sabhatantika Madhyamika, for them, they have difficulty to conclude no form as meaning, no inherently existing form. They have difficulty accepting no sound as meaning, no naturally existent, no inherently existent. Because they do believe in inherent existence, natural existence. So, the Sabhatantika Madhyamika interpret Heart Sutra statement, no sound, to mean there is no truly existing sound. So they draw a distinction between no true existence and inherent existence. So now, if these are two people holding one belief that there is inherent existence, the other one believes there is neither inherent existence nor true existence. Okay, I'll say that again. Now, the first person believes there is no true existence, but there is inherent existence. The second one believes there's neither inherent existence nor true existence. True existence and inherent existence are the same according to the perception of the second. And therefore now, although they may look at this one word, no form, but they see that in two different ways. Therefore, two schools of Madhyamika.
Okay.
Thank you. Yambare
Jesus, world in your hands. Lord, I look to the shrine in the capital. May your will to teach your hands to the world in your promise of my future, I get close to your teaching. But then if I be spiritual, Lord, I will not rise to my brother or holy teacher. May I wish to go in mind what is born in Christ and come. May I fall not in this way in Christ's word and know. I offer a peace to the teacher and